This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Favorite it. We got rumors going out there like crazy. Za'Darius Smith's going to get let go. Anybody?
Really?
Anybody want to bring him home?
Run it back. Let's go.
Bring Za'Darius home?
Did we know that when they were trading for him?
No, I don't know. I just saw the report yesterday. It looked like they were going to let him go. And then somebody tweeted at me and I went, not a hell. I've seen them have worse ideas. I think they're more in the Isaiah McGuire business now. He had a nice finish to the season. Isaiah McGuire, you guys don't care.
Well, in those games, I'll be honest, down the stretch, I was not as dialed in.
Thank God somebody on the fan watched the last month of Browns football.
But his name did come up. His name did come up.
Yeah, when you weren't paying attention when you were looking at Reddit, when I would mention, hey, Isaiah McGuire looked okay.
I was watching the good teams play again.
And what teams would those be?
Not just anytime you get a chance to see at that point with them clearly intending to lose all their final games. Like, I don't know. Did I miss out on a lot? I was watching Red Zone.
No.
It's going to get some entertainment out of my Sundays.
You would see that when they were being scored on, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right. At least one of us here did their job. Cool Ray in Bedford, hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi.
So, Ken, I've been listening to you. I listen to you guys every day, every
Thank
morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, the reason you don't think that what the last caller said or previous caller said about Miles are now is more tradable is because you didn't believe that Miles had any power when he first came out and said that he wanted to trade. Like, this really does make Miles Garrett more attainable for another team, especially when you're looking at teams who watched that Super Bowl last year and saw the defense beat up on KC. There's not that many premier pass rushers in the league. We got maybe three or four tops. And now Miles can really control where he goes.
He's not more. How? The only teams that were calling or were ever going to call for him and be serious about it were contending football teams, Cool Ray. I don't know how on earth this makes him any more. If you were another general manager, why on earth would you want another team to possibly run up your price? Because the Browns, if they're trading him, they don't care what the price is.
Okay, so here it is. The Browns, if at that point the Browns could have traded him to the worst team and got better picks,
They couldn't because the worst team wasn't going to trade for him.
But now you're looking at...
No one wants to listen to this. You just want to hear your own side. Fine. Just keep talking. No, but guys...
He sensed it was coming, too, at the end.
The terrible teams in the NFL were not trading for him. They're not. They're not... I know that everybody... Not everybody. There was a certain group of fans that wanted to stick it to him. They weren't trading for him. He's 29 years old. They're not giving up two first-round picks to trade and then pay a 29-year-old guy.
that has been on an 0-16 team, a 1-15 team, and a 3-14 team. So what does Myles Garrett do on bad teams? Lose a lot of games.
For the same reasons, exactly, for the same reasons, thank you for saying that, for the same exact reasons that people want to trade him. They have the picks. You can't say, I've thought about it every way you can, guys. And each one of those calls, I've thought, no, you only want to hear your own side of it.
And I told you that I don't even think the Eagles
made
sense. The Eagles, why would a team that has that has their entire system is based on waves of guys on their defensive line?
Somebody brought up the defensive line. They'd have to cut
all of that to go get Myles Garrett.
I'd still rather have two defensive linemen that are really, really good than one Myles Garrett who's really, really good, but is only one of them. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying it was really hard to find the team that matched up. We went over this at the end of last week. We did say that maybe this is going to put a pause on this for a year. Because what sense does it make also the Browns to be dealing with the best teams?
Myles Garrett's traded before this season.
Where your first-round picks are going to be at the end of the first round.
I will eat mashed potatoes off this carpet if Myles Garrett is traded before this season starts.
My opinion of what I want to happen has never changed so
quickly. That's fine. That's fine.
As the last four seconds.
We're not thinking here, guys. We're not thinking.
All right, when they show Myles Garrett at the next Cavs game that he decides to attend, or a Cavs playoff game, what is going to be the reaction in that building? Isn't it going to be all cheers?
They're going to cheer him.
Isn't it going to be all cheers?
Well, you're at a Cavs game. You're going to cheer him. There's going to be some connected to the Cavs at 54-10 that people are not going to cheer. Please. Kevin Love refused to inbound a basketball.
I got another question for you.
And they cheered him the other day.
I got another question.
And he said, I love Cleveland. I want to go in the Hall of Fame as a Cav. And they're like, we're not even sure that's how they do it. I don't care. I'm doing it as a Cav.
They're at home against the Nets tomorrow night.
Okay, if Myles Garrett shows up there, they're gonna cheer him.
Well, he's got to be in town to sign that contract on Wednesday.
What are the fans going
to
do?
Come to the game, Myles.
What are the fans going to do in, say, the second round of the playoffs? When Myles Garrett's sitting right next to Jimmy Haslam, what do the fans do then?
Are they in Milwaukee or are they in Cleveland?
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about it. Of course,
Cleveland.
Who did the Cavs play yesterday?
The Bucks. They didn't show Haslam or mention him.
But you don't understand
entire
this.
Entire broadcast on ESPN.
You're an NBA owner.
National television.
An NBA owner. I'm an NBA owner. We can't be meeting like this. That's a conflict of interest to our other interests. It's chess, guys, not checkers. In fact, some would call it 4D chess,
yes. Not
checkers.
Does Barry get his laser eyes back for this?
No.
Because as of today, they're the same football team they were yesterday.
And that's why I didn't get the laser eyes back. No.
They're the same three-win team they were yesterday.
Yes, they are. He doesn't get his laser eyes
back. Most I can do is give him a green flashlight.
Okay.
If he
can point it wherever.
If he gets Justin Fields today, does Andrew Barry get his laser eyes back? If he gets Jimmy G today, does Andrew Berry get his laser eyes back? What moves give Andrew Berry his laser eyes back?
It's Kyler Murray.
For number two overall?
Ooh, no, I can't trade number two for that. No way.
Don't shoot the messenger. I didn't say it. It wasn't me. You didn't say anything like that. You didn't say anything like that to Ryan Wilson when he said it a couple months ago. Go ahead. Call out Ryan. Come on.
I think Kyler's had his moments. I'm not trading number two for him.
Right, just making sure. Do we have time or no? We got time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pete on North Hill. Got to go quick, but go ahead.
Yeah, okay, real quick. I don't know where these people are. I mean, all they do is they throw the money at him. He's like, yeah, okay, we're done here. I mean, it's nothing more than that.
Could they do it? I want a situation like this to play out, Pete. I want a situation like this to play out where, like, in the movies, there's a big wad of money and they throw it in my chest. That's how I would like it to play out.
They just say, what do you want? I want $10 million more. Okay,
yeah. Are
we done here? You're playing for us. Next, it's over.
You know how effing cool that would be? Thank you for the call, Pete. You know how cool that would be if you were in that office? You want money? I got money. And he went into some big safe and just threw like money at you? That'd be amazing. I would never leave the Browns. Never leave any team.
Darla, bring in some more money.
Bring in more money. Hold my calls and bring in more money for them. Be awesome.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value Surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.